Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets toward civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel denied that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached, and Israeli news paper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's Office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Crocodile Dundee star Paul Hogan has had enough with the homeless crisis taking place in Los Angeles, California. The 81-year-old actor is seen posting a letter that he reportedly placed outside his Venice Beach property as a message to the homeless, get out. According to the Daily Mail, Hogan wore a mask as he stepped outside to write a note that reads, "This is my house, not yours." In the year of no-hitters, Major League Baseball has another no-no thrown Wednesday. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Yankees' Corey Kluber tossed the sixth no-hitter of the MLB season on Wednesday, blanking the Texas Rangers 2-0. Kluber struck out 9 in the Yankees' first no-no since July of 1999. Kluber's performance coming just one night after Detroit Tigers right-hander Spencer Turnbull no-hit the Seattle Mariners. It's also the second time that the Rangers have been the victims of a no-hitter this season, being blanked by the Padres' Joe Musgrove on April 9th in the first no-hitter in San Diego's history. 2021 is the first season in MLB history that six no-hitters have been thrown before June.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Especially in light of all that we're dealing with right now. I mean, this is what happens. I mean, the Bible's real clear. You know, God says in His Word that if you abandon the truth in Him, chaos will ensue. Our next guest is a good friend of mine, Carl Gallups, who has written a profound book that really fits into the temperament of the times. It's called The Summoning, Preparing for the Days of Noah. You know, we were told that these days would happen. Everything that we read in the Old Testament, you know, we see it coming back as almost a cycle and as a reminder that God is faithful to His Word. And that, you know, I'm not sure, Carl Gallups, if the people are just waiting to hear the voice of God come down from the clouds, or are the signs so obvious that we need to change our stinking ways, or, you know, we will hear His voice. And when we hear His voice, you know, think about what the children of Israel, when they're there out in the desert, they hear the voice of God, and they were so afraid, they trembled, and they told Moses, please, do not let us hear the voice of God again. It's too threatening.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Martinez, thank you for having me on. And by the way, good preaching there, man. Listen, listen. No, you're absolutely right.
See, you're rubbing off on me, buddy.
Yeah, no, and even more than the voice of God, we are told in Zechariah 12, we're told in Revelation 9, several other places, the world will see the face of God appearing. In fact, in Revelation 9, it says in that day that the people of the earth, and that means those that are not saved of the earth, mm-hmm. you know, earthly yes. mind and not heavenly minded,
right.
Will run and hide themselves in caves and holes in the ground. The kings of the earth will cry out, who can hide us from the face of the Lamb? Zechariah 12 says, and by the way, I really want to focus on that passage in just a moment because mm-hmm. we're staring that right in the face.
Exactly.
The same thing that that people will mourn when they see His face because they will realize that He is the Lord. He is the one who sent Jesus, the Messiah. And mm-hmm. so anyway, so yeah, and you're right. And listen, so what's happening, Bill?
I want to just sit on this just a moment, if we can have a Salem moment on this, Carl, because what you hit on is just so critical, and that is the fear of God. You know, we take this in stride. People are disconnected. They've turned their back on God. They're living life according to their own standards. We're in absolute chaos, and then they wonder why, and this is of our own doing. We've turned our backs on God, and we are feeling the consequences of that. But the Bible is also clear to say that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. So we're avoiding these obvious tenets, and we're paying for it. But when you can you imagine when you get to that day, and if you're of the earth, and it takes the face of God to scare the holy what out of you? What is that going to be? That's something unimaginable. That's why I wanted to pause for just a moment, let people sit on that concept for just a moment.
Yeah, well, and let me bring that, let me put some flesh on that concept. So God has shown us his face once before in a much more friendly, tolerable manner, tolerable to humanity, fallen humanity, because God himself put on flesh and dwelt among us. The word became flesh. But look what happened. The religious elite had Yeshua HaMashiach, Hebrew for Jesus the Christ. They had Jesus standing right in front of them. Even performing miracles, even adjusting the elements of the earth, a few loaves of bread and a few fish feeds 10,000 people. There were 10,000 men, not counting women and children, that witnessed this event. These things weren't done in dark corners. Demons fled his presence and his voice opened the eyes of the blind. His voice healed lepers. His voice caused the crippled and lame to walk in front of the religious elite and crowds of thousands. Yet, after 3 years of public ministry with such displays of heaven's power, they're looking him in the face, and in the name of God, outside the city of God, a stone's throw from the temple of God, they crucified, they murdered the Son of God, thinking they were doing God a favor, walking away from the crucifixion scene, patting themselves on the shoulders. How can we be so blind? We are living in a darkened, sin-darkened world. We just are. That's why throughout the scriptures it says, if you have the eyes to see, if you have the ears to hear. And I'm telling you, this world we're living in right now, right before our face, is sign after sign after sign after sign. I know we have to take a break when we come back. Maybe
we've got about three more minutes here, but let me just say this. Speaking of signs, because they even asked Jesus, they said, look, prove to us, in essence, that you are the Messiah. Show us a sign. Well, he kind of mocked them, because just as you say right now, the signs are abounding. But if you don't have eyes to see, you just go on and live life on your own terms.
Yeah, he did mock them because, and it was a mocking that would hopefully prick their hearts to conviction. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an arrogant mocking, but one that was full of love. But he mocked them because they're standing there asking for a sign when over and over he raised the dead in front of them. I mean, that's the whole purpose. They plotted murder against him in the few weeks leading up to his crucifixion when he raised Lazarus from the dead. There were some of them, the religious elite, that were there and witnessed it. They ran right back to Jerusalem, reported it to the high council, and they plotted death. So that's why he said, look, you don't need any more signs. And brother, I'm telling you, this is what I've recorded in The Summoning and in a lot of my books, but now particularly in the last year and a half, 2 years, the signs are just as astounding, just as stark, just as unbelievable. They're still staring us in the face for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And so we are without excuse.
And the fact of the matter is the cancel culture was alive and well then, because you had people saying, wait, who else is raising people from the dead? Who's making the blind see? This has to be God. And so they go to the ruling class of the time, and what do? They cancel them.
Oh, yeah. The cancel culture and the fake news was alive. I mean, the lying, the covering up, the obfuscation, you know, the nefarious nature of their communication with the public, you know, just enough truth for people to know that, but you know, with enough rat poison to turn them away from Jesus. I mean, that was all present then. It's still present now. Why? Because cancel culture and fake news depends upon lies and kernels of lies. Well, who's the father of lies? Satan is, all the way back to the Garden of Eden. So nothing is new in the heart of man. Nothing is new under the sun. The only thing that's relatively new is technology. But human heart, the human soul, has not changed one iota. I don't care how, quote, advanced our technology gets. All we do is try to use it for evil, which is exactly what happened in the days of Noah. And God said that everything they devise is evil, and I'm going to destroy it all. And that day's coming again.
Yeah, and he regretted his creation. When you read that, Carl, it breaks your heart to think that God Almighty would look down upon what he created. At one point in the creation process, he saw it as very good. And now, all these years later, he's seeing the debasement of humanity and regrets what he has unleashed on this planet. That's a sad commentary. And here we are, you know, coming to that again. And it just devastates me to think that we would offend our Father to such a degree. More from Carl.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You know, I was so excited to talk about my good friend that I didn't get a chance to even brag on him to you, and normally I do. Carl Gallups has been a dear friend for many, many years. He's a senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. I've been there with his people. What a sweet group of people. They have just always, I mean, when I get there, I mean, you know, Carl introduces me, and they are just all so gracious and hospitable. Which is representative, I believe, of their senior pastor and just the culture that's been established there for all those years. He's an Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, a conservative talk radio host. I've been on his show. We go back and forth. It's always lots of fun. We just never have enough time because of the topics that we get into. Because, you know, silly us, we actually respond to how the Spirit is directing us. And the Spirit knows no parameter of time, does he, Carl?
No, you're absolutely right. and it's seeming more and more that way with me. I mean, I was like, where did this time go? Where did it go? There is no concept of time in my life anymore.
Exactly. And also, just to kind of wrap it up, Carl's a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. So he's been out there and he's been on the streets. He's seen humanity, the best side and the rough side of humanity. We're seeing a lot of the rough side of humanity right now, which brings us to our knees. And but it's not a surprise, because those of us who are in God's Word were warned that there would be this period, this time, this season of lawlessness that's going on. And it is very prevalent. And it's all part and parcel and the result of us turning our back on Almighty God, who says, look it, if you do well, will it not go right for you? And that means, you know, if you're going to follow God's laws and commandments, which are all pretty basic, but, you know, we know so much that we told the kids back in the mid-60s that, you know, the Ten Commandments didn't mean anymore, so we're going to protect you from those awful degrees. And now here we've got kids committing suicide, we've got them drug-addled, and, you know, all the other stuff. Prematurely involved in, you know, the sexual experience. I mean, this generation is so oversexed, Carl. You just think something's going to explode here.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, at every turn, whether it's the media that they see, social media, the whole thing. I mean, we're really a mess. And, you know, short of Jesus, if not, and that's maybe that's what it's going to come down to, you know, Jesus himself just saying, stop it. You know, we're going to continue to mess up generations of young people.
No doubt. And the things that the litany you just went through, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, suicide, people might be listening saying, well, we've always had these things. No. The National Institute of Health just months ago issued and released a report. I've read it on my radio program. I've read it in my pulpit front to my congregation and preaching and teaching on TV and doing other interviews. And I'll paraphrase it right now, but I'm going to use some of their words. What they said was that these things are now global epidemic proportion.
Exactly.
That's their
exactly.
word.
Right.
And they said that all of this is causing a rise in, quote, their words, mental disease, end quote.
Yes.
And they're struggling with how to handle it. They're talking about developing new paradigms for dealing with the mental disease that's sweeping the planet. That's their words.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the National Institute of Health. And so this is not some back channel conspiracy site. So you're dead on in your assessment of where this is going, and it cannot bode well for neither for this generation nor for the generations to come. It will pass down through the generations, and it will magnify.
And it is.
Absolutely.
I just spoke with George Barna the other day, and his latest research indicated that millennials are driving a seismic generational worldview shift away from faith.
Sure.
And we extended it further than that, beyond faith. It's all these institutions have failed these young people, whether it's marriage, government, you know, universities. They've gone to university, come out with all this debt and everything like that. And how has it served them? They don't have a job after, you know, $100,000 worth of investment in their education. They don't have jobs, even though there's almost 8 million jobs, I think, available right now, but they're complaining they have no jobs. That's another issue, and that could be psychological that you and I can talk about later. But these other institutions, the other institution is the church. It is unraveled right before their experience.
Yeah.
And they're looking at it, they're going, you know, kind of like this crisis I went through recently to say, who do I trust? And these young people are saying, who do we trust these institutions? My parents have failed me. My school system has failed me. The church has failed me. You know, look at the government. It's a mess. And it's no wonder that what he said, 60% of them think that socialism is a reasonable alternative.
Yeah. Well, if they had known the word. And if they had been born again so they would know the word, and I'm not judging individuals, I'm speaking of that group that we're talking about now,
yes.
That generation. If they had known the word, they would have known that Jesus clearly spoke that in the days before his return, all of these institutions, including the, quote, institutional church, would experience this. You know, the separating of the wheat from the tares, the, you know, the weeding out process, the, you know, the outpouring of demonic activity in the last days, people's hearts growing cold, demonic doctrines entering into the institutional church. And so I just want your audience to really remember this. Jesus warned us of all of these things. Therefore, we can have confidence that he is God in the flesh. He knows.
Yes.
He's, you know, and people say, well, I'm tired of the institutional church. Well, the institutional, quote, religious system, wasn't known as the church then, that's what got Jesus nailed to a cross. He hated
exactly.
it too. Okay?
Yes.
And so, but the word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia. It means the called out ones. It does not mean institutions or denominations or buildings. Now, it's nice to have a building and for God's people to meet. But that's not what it's about. It's about hearts and souls and lives. And so these young people running around saying, the institutional church is horrible, therefore I'm rebelling against God, is an absolute justification of idiocy because Jesus said it was going to happen, and he said, stay away from this institutionalized faith system stuff. Instead, get your heart right with me, and I will show you and lead you into all righteousness so that you can navigate the stupidity of the days that you're going to live in.
You see, again, this is another one of those signs that validates the deity of Jesus himself, is it not?
Yes, yeah, because the things that he said are now happening. And brother, I wish we had time. I've preached for hours on this stuff and interviews. But bottom line is, they're happening right before our face, and we're the first generation to see them. And he says that these signs, and again, if I've got time, I'll say a few in a moment.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Are indicative of the return of the Lord. So let me just bring it up to what's happening right now. Zechariah 12 says it. Luke 21 says it. Ezekiel 37, 38, and 39 say it. I'm going to paraphrase. The last days, there will be an Israel in the Middle East. It will be God's signs to the nation. That only happened 73 years ago. Last week was the birthday.
Yes.
It's less than a generation. It's been there for 2,800 years. But the Bible also, Zechariah 12, Luke 21, speaks of Jerusalem being returned to that returned Israel. It is the center of Israel again, and the nations of the world hate it, and they align themselves to come against it, and that's happening right before our eyes in real time right now. And I'm not saying this is Zechariah 12, but it's the beginning leading edges of it, and we're the first generation to see it, and I could spend another hour going through signs that are just as powerful as that and even more.
Exactly. The signs are indices that we are moving along just as God had predicted it, had determined it to be. We know that 66% roughly, probably an increasing number of that, but we say in round numbers about 66% of the prophetic has been fulfilled, 1,000%. So what are the chances the remaining third are going to be fulfilled at the same 1,000% batting average, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And there's no other book on the planet that does and says these things, only the Word of God, and we're living in the midst of the fulfillment right now.
Carl, 35 seconds. What do we do?
Yeah, well, we keep our eyes on the Lord. We get out there and we live life, but understand the times we're living in, the most prophetic times since the first coming of Jesus Christ. It's time to be real.
Yeah, time to be real. I'd say also, I'll tell you, if you're not in the Word, and I don't mean to be, you know, I understand where this is coming from my heart. You need to be in the Word every day. I don't know how you go on and take on these battles and understand what's going on without being connected to God on a daily basis, right?
Correct.
8 seconds. Eight seconds. I'm going to let
you
wrap it up.
Absolutely right. Keep your eyes on Jesus, folks. It's time to be real.
Carl Gallups, thank you, buddy. Take care.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets toward civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel deny that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached, and Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we go to Jerusalem. We've got our native New Yorker, my dear friend, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and author of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. He's there to give us an eyewitness report and the latest analysis as war continues between Israel and Hamas. David, shalom. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Shalom to you, Bill. Good to be with you again.
Well, please know, our audience is encouraged to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do. And, tell us, from your purview, what is happening? Give us the latest here.
Well, the fighting continues. There is heavy pressure from the Biden administration and from the U.N., on Israel to agree to a ceasefire at this point. Right now, the Hamas rockets are still being fired at Israel. There have been about 300 in the past day alone, with some of them killing and wounding people. And Israel is continuing its offensive. At this point, Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected the pressure from President Biden to agree to an immediate ceasefire.
Well, and speaking of these rockets, I got a text this morning from a dear friend who's been on top of this as well. And they're reporting, this is Israel National News, that over 22,570 rockets have been fired at Israel since Gaza disengagement.
Right. Well, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean,
there were no rockets fired at Israel before then.
Yes.
It's just that land for peace does not work. Whenever there are Jews who are present, or Israelis overall, then there is going to be a more peaceful situation and a more secure situation. lessons are clear. But another lesson, I think, which the mainstream media is missing, is what I've pointed out in my new book that just came out, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, is that the far left, the radical left in America, has disproportionate influence in the Democratic Party. It's just overwhelming right now. And President Biden, even though he at first he was saying, well, Israel has a right to defend itself, right now he's having a hard time withstanding the pressure. For the past few months, he's been feeling that pressure from the extreme part of his party. And unfortunately, that's the part that is more energetic and is growing. Mm-hmm. So 2 months ago, Biden restored $300 million in financial aid to the Palestinian Authority, financial aid that had been frozen by President Trump. Once he realized that for the past 20 years, the Palestinian Authority has been paying terrorists salaries every single month. And Trump said, either you stop that encouragement of terrorism, or I'm going to stop giving you the financial aid. Well, he stopped it. He kept his word, and he stopped that financial aid to the terrorist Palestinian Authority, but they didn't stop giving those salaries. And then Biden came in, and 2 months after he came in, he restored that money, and he restored it, that financial aid, he restored it unconditionally.
Wow.
So as I see it, as any clear-thinking person can see, Biden basically has given a green light. A green light to the Palestinians to go ahead, launch their terror attacks, encourage riots in Israel's cities where there are Arabs and Jews both present, and go ahead and fire those missiles at Israel.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has contributed to this problem, but there's something deeper in this, David. I'm looking at this and I'm going, why now? Why is Hamas launching missiles right now? What's triggering this?
Well, look, there are a few reasons, and one of them is the reason that I just told you. I think it's one of the central reasons, because for about 2 years, there was relative quiet here, and they were building up their weapons. We knew that, but they've been building up their weaponry for about 7 years now, since the last conflict, since the less serious conflict that we had.
Right.
But for the past 2 years, it's been relatively quiet. Now, part of that could be attributed to Corona, but I think a bigger part of it can be attributed to taking a strong stand against their violence, against their aggressions, and against their assaults on civilians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we hurt a civilian in war, we hurt them unintentionally. We don't try to.
Right.
It's only because Hamas hides their missile launchers in civilian areas intentionally because they want us to hurt civilians, so then they can go run to the media and say, hey, look what the Israelis are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Israel is warning. When they, when they're going after a particular site like they did where AT&T was housed, they gave advance notice to tell everybody and make sure the civilians were out of there. And then we're finding out, which is quite worrisome. AT&T's in this building, and then we find out that, in fact, Hamas did have operations in there?
Well, of course. That's what they do. They hide among civilians. They hide their missile launchers in schoolyards. They hide their weapons storage houses underneath hospitals or in the basements of hospitals. This is what they do. They've been doing it for many years.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all those underground tunnels, too, a rather sophisticated network. Of course, those are going to go under areas where civilians reside, right?
Of course, mm-hmm. ideally, from their perspective.
Sure.
And this has been going on for far too many years. And the same AP, the Associated Press, news agencies that were shedding crocodile tears last week.
Mm-hmm.
Because the building that they're housed in, along with Hamas.
Yeah, I misspoke. I said AT&T, David. I misspoke. I said I meant AP. You're right. Exactly. Go ahead.
The AP, yes.
Yes.
So, you know, they were shedding their crocodile tears last week over that building that was destroyed, that building that they were sharing with Hamas. And even though they were given a warning to get out, and with ample time to get out, but nonetheless, they were complaining about it. Now, they've known for years that the Hamas hides behind civilians. They've been doing it for years. The Associated Press and other news agencies look the other way. They don't make a big deal about it, but it's actually a scandal and a moral crime, and it pointed out.
Yeah. Well, and I believe that Israel has bent over backwards and trying to allow, I mean, even the fact that, Gaza was assigned, to this group, and then Hamas comes in and they've been wreaking havoc ever since and been attacking Israel. What did they think was going to happen?
Well, they knew that this was going to happen eventually. Mm-hmm. But now they're counting on the international pressure to force Israel into a ceasefire, which I believe would be the biggest mistake that Israel could do.
Well, the other thing I heard too, which is dangerous as well, is Joe Biden starting to talk in terms of a two-state nation. This is not viable.
That's true. And I guess we could talk about that further after the break.
Exactly. Yeah, you hear the music coming on. He's live from Jerusalem, the native New Yorker, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and author of the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. David Rubin is with us, and our conversation with David will continue on the other side of the break. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, that's our commitment to you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. David Rubin, live from Jerusalem, is talking to us right now, giving us an update. The two-state solution we brought up in the last segment here, David, that I want you to unfold. Traditionally, when we look back, traditionally, historically, every time the United States tries to pursue this two-state solution, it's as if God talks to them. We end up with some sort of national disaster that takes place. There have been people like John McTiernan and Bill Koenig that have documented these incidences that have occurred. They probably total, you know, close to $1 trillion worth of damage when the United States interferes with God's foreign policy and God's land. What say you?
I can't say that I know exactly what God has in mind other than what he's told us in the past and what seems to be consistent with what's happening today. And look, clearly, you know, one who is biblically literate and believes that the scripture is God's word knows what God says about Israel.
Right.
You know, and he couldn't be clearer. He talks about Israel as his chosen people. He talks about the land of Israel as his chosen land. And he speaks about the enemies of Israel as enemies of God.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty clear. The instructions are pretty clear in what
right.
we
and even more so in
the Torah.
Yeah, let me, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you here, but real quick, I want to interject. Even, you know, you've got the Abrahamic promise that God says, I will bless you, and those who bless you will be blessed, those who curse you will be cursed. I mean, historically, you look at what's happening. I mean, I believe the reason the United States came to be and the success that we enjoyed early on was because we were a blessing to Israel. Now it's being questioned, as you mentioned earlier, with some of these forces. I mean, it's amazing to think that the President of the United States cannot weigh any kind of influence or vision over the left, the radical left, that is siding with the Palestinians.
Well, look, I did a whole review of that in my first chapter, the very first chapter of my book, my brand new book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. George Washington, when he spoke at a Jewish congregation in Savannah, Georgia, or he spoke to a Jewish congregation in Savannah, Georgia, and he wrote down a blessing for them because they were a new congregation. And he wrote that he calls on a divine providence to bless these United States of America through this congregation, and he, you know, and he knows what he's talking about. You know, he understood Genesis 12 that says that those that bless Israel will be blessed, and those that curse Israel will be cursed, and more importantly in this context, that the nations of the world will be blessed through Israel. So obviously there's a conjunction of those verses, that because those verses are come one after the other, it makes it clear to us that those that bless Israel will be blessed through Israel, through how they relate to Israel in these times. So, you know, I don't think God has changed his mind. I believe that, you know, God doesn't have to change his mind. He knows what's going on. And it's quite clear that those that stand with Israel will be blessed. And the United States was blessed as long as it stood with Israel. And when the United States would go back on those blessings, well, then there are real problems.
Well, case in point, just within the borders of Israel itself, David, look at all the different nationalities are there and how they are being blessed. Arabs, Israelis, I mean, you have Arabs that consider themselves to be Israelis, and other people, you know, from other nations are represented in this amalgamation of humanity that has enjoyed a good life in Israel. Okay, barring some occasional, you know, rockets and, you know, and a terrorist activity, you know, it has gone well for them, has it not?
Appreciate it, and we've seen the rioting in the streets of the Israeli cities where there is a mix of Jews. We've seen the riots. We've seen the burning of synagogues. We've seen the burning and torching of hundreds of vehicles that are owned by Jews. You know, we have to. We can't close our eyes to that. And we also can't close our eyes to the fact that most of the Arabs of Israel, at least 80%, vote for Arab political parties that do not recognize the state of Israel, that refuse to recognize the state of Israel as, you know, as a historic state of Jewish people. Now, that's not true when we talk about other minorities like in Israel, like the Druze minority, or the Armenian minority,
these are
minority groups that are totally loyal citizens of Israel. Unfortunately, I don't think that we can say that today about many of the Arabs who live here.
David, what else is happening? I mean, we know what's happening out of the Gaza, but I hear reports that, you know, you're getting hit from the north as well, speaking of Lebanon. Explain to our audience, I mean, it's almost like you've got incoming coming in from north, south, east, and west here.
And within, and that's what I was talking about. We have the main attacks in the past couple of weeks have been from the south, from Gaza. But there have also been scattered missile attacks from the north, from the Hezbollah terrorists. And by the way, both of those terrorist groups are supported by Iran.
I was going to say,
yes. Then, of course, we have the internal attacks that I just referred to. So Israel is actually being attacked on several fronts now. And it's essential that we be strong. And, you know, one thing that I wrote about in my book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, is that you have to be strong. You can only have peace through strength. And appeasement does not work.
Yeah,
you know,
it never has.
Seeing during the riots in America, the appeasement of the rioters to say, okay, we won't attack the rioters who are attacking the police. We won't attack them violently, but we'll defund the police. You know, I mean, you know, that's appeasement. It's pandering. It does not work. It does not work. We've seen that too well with the Palestinians here.
And as you say in the book, there are things, so many things. I mean, you know, last time we talked, we even talked about how Israel addressed this pandemic of COVID. And America could have learned so much from the policies. But, you know, I think the difference, the clear difference between Israel, you know, their objective was to secure, you know, the peace of Israel, secure its people. I'm not sure that was the case and the primary objective here in America.
Well, sadly, that is not the case. We've seen it too well that Trump's America First policies have been overturned mm-hmm. by Biden, and he's just going in the other direction. And you know, a lot of people aren't, at least looking in from over here, a lot of people aren't even sure what his intentions are. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that he is being controlled. I believe that it's Obama 2.
Yes.
It's like a second Obama administration, and Biden is just this moderate appearing figurehead who by now we see from the policies that he's anything but moderate.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. Is Israel feeling more and more alone in this right now? I mean, this is why, I mean, Joe Biden trying to tell the prime minister to back off. And that is not consistent with the plan and security, national security. I mean, like, you're going to listen to somebody who, it's been said that when it comes to national security issues, he's never got it right. And he's going to listen to somebody who's not got it right to follow his recommendation?
Well, try and imagine that Washington, D.C. was getting hit by 3,000 rockets, 3,000 rocket attacks within 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And a foreign leader comes and tells the president of the United States that he better quickly agree to a ceasefire before responding adequately. No, you can't do that. Any leader who has his country's interests at heart would not agree to that. And I hope that the prime minister won't agree to that until Hamas is not just agreeing to stop the rocket attacks, until Hamas is incapable of launching rocket attacks.
Exactly, because that will stop it, no doubt. If Hamas stops sending missiles, that will stop it. What are we missing? We got about 35 seconds left here, David. What are we missing here in the West that you believe is so key for us to understand what's going on right now?
Well, that's the key. Say it again. A ceasefire will only cause them to agree to stop the rocket attacks. We need something that will stop them, that will make it incapable. And they'll be incapable of doing it. And only Israel's offensive can do that.
Well, he's the author of the new book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. David Rubin, live from Jerusalem, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. Right here. Thank you, David. Shalom, buddy. Take care.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final